Good evening, everybody. So tonight, Pesach Shem, we're going to be doing page 78, Lamed Tes Amud Beis, the end of Simen Reish Samach Dalet and the beginning of Simen Reish Samach Hei. So we're holding Simen Reish Samach Dalet, Tziv Zayin, says the Shulchan Aruch, Korach Zephas Oshavah Ochelev Savav HaPsila Maldikim Bam. Even though you're not allowed to light with certain types of oils, if they are hardened and they're wrapped around a wick and they're formed as a candle, then you are allowed to light with such things, with such oils. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Kanach Avdalet, the Lasser B'kulu Elim Hayin Nesunim B'Kli V'Nosin HaPsila B'Socham. All of these oils that you're not allowed to use are only if they are placed in a Kli and you put a wick inside of them, K'mosh Asim B'Shem, in the way you would light with oil. Shah Zainim Shachan Achar P'Shem, because then it doesn't light particularly well. But if you actually wrap the fuel around the wick, then it's going to light perfectly fine, and therefore you're allowed to use it. That only works if it's one of the wicks that you're allowed to use, but it doesn't help to kasherize a wick when you wrap the fuel around it. That only helps to kasher the fuel. It doesn't help to kasher the wick, so to speak. Moving on to Siv Ches, Hamadik Sarg Shiadik Rov Masha Yotim and Apsila Me'aner. Well, when you light, you can't just light the very edge of the wick. You have to light the majority of the section of the wick that protrudes beyond the ner. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Kedei She'alav Oliyafa Miyache Yisalik Yado, so that it already produces a nice flame the second you pull your hand back. Kamosha Yinin Baldakas HaMenorah, similar to how we have by the similar to the way it was by the lighting of the menorah. Chav Zayin Min V'chulei V'adin B'ner Shava V'chelev. And the same is true when you have a wax candle or a chalev candle, not only when you have a kli which has oil and a wick inside of it. Si'if tes, ein tzarech lahavev ha'psila. It's not necessary to be mahavev the psila. What does that mean? So perush, inyun hivuv, yipal al dover sheinu nisuf lagamri, v'gam lo kayim lagamri. That means something that's partially burnt, but not totally burnt. So it's not totally intact, nor is it totally burnt. Al tochlin menuna, targum yonason, mahavev. On the pasuk, al tochlin menuna, which means partially cooked, the Targum Yonasan is Mahavev, because Mahavev means that it's partially burnt, not totally. Says the Ramah, Umikol Makom, Nagu Da'adik Apsila Lechbosa, Kedesh Tia Mechareches, V'yochas Baho Or Yafeh, that the minig is, before lighting Shabbos candles, someone lights the candle for a moment and blows it out and extinguishes it, so that when you relight it, it's going to light very easily. Siv Katan Chavches, Umikol Makom Nagu, V'af B'ner HaKorach Kein Shalanu Osen Kein, even with regular wax candles, we do this as well. The common practice is that the man does this, that even though the woman's going to be the one lighting candles, when the man sets up the candles, he also quickly lights each candle and extinguishes it, and then when the woman lights the candles, she'll have an easier time, it will light much more quickly. Sif Yud, Ein Madlikin B'Smartutin Afilu Mechorachin. You're not allowed to light with Smartutin, even Mechorachin. What does that mean? Says the Mishnah Berurah, B'Smartutin Hainu Bloi Bigdei Pishtan Agasim. It means coarse Bigdei Pishtan that are worn out. U'mitam She'inu Or Nechaz Ben Yafa Ben. Because the fire doesn't grab to it, doesn't take to it very well. You shouldn't light on a table with an old pottery ner, because it's disgusting, unless you put it in a fire. But if it's made out of glass, or it's made out of glazed cheres, then it's going to be mutter, because then it doesn't get so gross. And if a person is an ani, then for sure it's mutter, better than not lighting candles. I mean, if that's the other option, so better to use a kli that's not as nice to light your candles rather than to not light candles at all. So that concludes Simen Reish Samach Dalet about which oils and which wicks are kosher. So now says the Shulchan Aruch, Simen Reish Samach Hei, Din Kelim Hanitanim Tachas Haner, that the din of Kelim that you put underneath a ner. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Einos and Kli Menukav Malei Shemen Al Pi Haner, Kedei She'ein Notif B'Tocho. You shouldn't set up a kli that has a small hole at the bottom where oil drips into the ner to continue to provide fuel for the ner, because you may come to take some of the oil out of that kli, and that's going to be a violation of mechabe, because now it's providing less fuel for the ner. But if you attach it to the ner with sid or charsis, then it's mutter. Because then I'm not concerned you're going to come to take oil out of it if it looks like it's one big kli, because you're going to be terrified of violating an isra Shabbos. When it looks like a separate kli that's not directly linked to the ner, you'll think that you're allowed to take oil out of it. So you'll come to take oil out of it, but you're not really allowed to take oil out of it, so you'll come to violate mechabeh. But when it's fully attached to the ner, you're not going to come to take the oil out of it. Sif katan aleph mimenu tekimchu bekli echad bekli acher she'ina ner betocho lo badul minei. Since it's in a totally different kli, you're not going to refrain from taking oil out of it. Vekimchu ksol lener, and since this oil was designated to feed the ner, hamistapik chayv mishum mechabe. If you benefit from it, you're going to be chayv mishum mechabe. Sif katan beis v'yischayv v'chuli v'afilu poskim shesavim dal stam kiboyin. And even according to those poskim that hold that whenever you extinguish a flame, it's not chayiv midoraisa, it's only asr midrabanan, except for when you extinguish a flame because you need the coals or the burnt stuff that you're making. Still, the rabbanan made such a gzeira. Meaning, what he's referring to is that generally speaking, putting out a flame, putting out a fire, is a melach darais of mechabe, but if you're doing it because you don't want the fire, that's a melach shein shrich legufa. And we paskin melach shein shrich legufa is only in iser midrabanan. So now I'm going to make a gzeira that you shouldn't take the oil because that's a gzeira atu mechabe. It's a gzeira on a melach shein shrich legufa. It's like a gzeira le gzeira. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying. Yeah, we even made such a gzeira, even if you hold that it's only a melach shein shrich legufa. Sif beis lo imali adam kar shem v'yitena b'sad nerviten rosh abasil b'socha b'shvil shtei shoaves gzeir shem yistapik mimenu. You shouldn't set up another kli with oil in it and have a wick that stretches from one kli to the other, so that the it will draw oil from one kli to the other where the flame is lit. Because again, it's a gzeir that you might come to take oil out of the kli that's feeding the ner, and that's going to be a violation of mechabe. Siv katan gimel rosh apsila ratzalomer katza asheni me apsila sheinu dolik yiten bakara lishov hashemen, that the end of the wick that is not lit is put in this kli to draw the oil. V'salkadai techamina kivin da apsila munachas gam bakara yel badal minei. I might have thought that since it's the wick that's in this kara, you'll stay away from taking oil out of it, as if it were, you know, just like we said in the previous sif about a single kli that you would refrain from taking oil out of. So the chiddush is that we still make such a gzeira. The same heter applies over here as well, that if you make it into one big kli, that you attach it all together, then it's going to be mutter, because no one's going to come to take anything out of it. You're going to be afraid of violating Hilcho Shabbos. Now, Sif Gimel. Einelson kli b'Shabbos tachas haner likbol shemen anotev mneishu mvatel kli meichanu. Totally different thing. The first two si'ifim were about a concern that you might come to violate extinguishing the ner by taking oil out. That's a violation of mechabe on a drabanan level. But Siv Gimel is telling us that din in muktza, that you're not supposed to put a kli under a ner to catch the oil that might be dripping, because that's called mevatel kli meichanu. The oil is muktza, and since the oil is muktza, the kli that catches the oil is now going to be muktza and unusable as well, and that's a violation of something. To make a kli into something that is unusable, we'll see what it's a violation of in the Mishnah Berurah in a moment. Umutr litno bibod yom, but you are allowed to place it there before Shabbos starts. Vashem and notef also the stag menu b'Shabbos, and the oil that drips into it, you're not allowed to benefit from on Shabbos. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah sifkat and hey the kabel shemen avul mutr losis tachas ner shel shavo shel chelav shechoshi shem yipol viadik mashetachtov. You are allowed to put the kli underneath a wax candle or underneath a chelav candle that you're afraid that might come to drip and light something on fire. sheipel al hakeli, and so you put a kli there to catch it to mitam. The reason you're allowed to do that is the kibud after the na'ir miyad ha isur mitoch hakli, kamosh kozav b'sim reisha in zayin luchashim vato kli mechano. Bitul kli mechano is only when a muktzah item is going to land in a kli and it's meant to stay in that kli. But if it's a muktzah item that's going to go into a kli and then is immediately going to be shaken off or going to be poured out or going to be, and that's the plan. There's no desire to retain it in that kli, then it is not a violation of bitul kli mehechano. I once asked Rabbi Yisrael Reisman, why is it that if a woman, let's say, is pumping milk on Shabbos, so the halacha is that it has to be holy chli ibud in order to violate the malacha of, in order to not violate the malacha of dash. So how do you make it holy chli ibud? You put a few little soap in the bottle, and the milk goes straight into the bottle. But that milk is muktzah, right? So why isn't it bitul kli in this or bitul kli meichano to have it go into the bottle? So he responded with this mishnah berurah. He says mishnah berurah says in reish samachay sif katan hay that if it's meant to be rinsed out right away, that you're not trying to catch it to save it to use it, it's just meant to be rinsed out right away. So then that's not called bitul kli meichano. Velo dami l'shemen. This is unlike oil she'ena rotzel l'naru l'afsido, where you don't want to shake it off and destroy it. L'hamid kli tachas apechom shabrosh b'silu shibul tocho asur, to put kli underneath the pecham, that's at the black part, the blackened part of the whip of the wick that it's going to fall into it, that's going to be asur lo b'makom hefsin, unless it's a situation of loss. V'yafal gav d'ach shakav yachol naru min hakeli mikal makom chashu bitul kli mechanu l'fishal kol panim kiyem shiyov shel naru miyad, because that's the kind of thing that you can't shake off right away, and if you can't shake it off right away, then it's kind of a bitul kli mechanu. Sivkat and vav mechanu shayimuchan mitchila L'taltalo, that previously that kli was something you were allowed to handle on Shabbos. Va'achshav osro b'tiltul machmas haShemen shabatocho, but now it became osur to handle because of the shemen that's inside of it. Shum muksa machmas isur, because the shemen was muksa machmas isur. Gemosh kasev b'simen reishayin das. V'cham masul levatul kli meichanu, and the Chum say that you're not allowed to take a kli that otherwise would have been usable, and you're allowed to be metaltel, and now make it muksa. Now make it not able to be metaltel. Why? What's so bad about making something muksa? Because we view that as if you've destroyed the kli, as if you've broken the kli, because here was a perfectly functional kli, and now it is no longer functional for you on Shabbos. But if the kli has something mutter inside of it already, prior to catching any of the oil, well then, then you are allowed to put it under the ner to catch the shemen, because then it becomes a basis l'davra mutter l'davra asr. When something is a basis both for heter and for iser, then you're allowed to be metaltel the kli. Imu binyishem metaltel tatal b'shvilo. Kamash kosav b'sof simushin yurayin sham. You got to learn hilchus muktzah to know what the rules are of basis l'davra asur l'davra mutter, and that's what he's referring you to. Odeitz acheres kasav b'tshuvas maril. Another reitz, if you need to put a kli to catch the oil, that the maril writes viskim magen avram, and the magen avram quotes it. The yasim kli mi ba'ud yom tachas shulchan. That what you should do is have a ner that drips over a shulchan and have the kli under the shulchan, so nothing's going to drip directly into the kli until Shabbos achar achila yasur es shulchan. When you finish eating on Shabbos, move the table, and now the ner will drip into the shulchan. But you weren't mevatel kli meichanu because you didn't put the kli there on Shabbos. The kli just happened to have been there the whole time. V'kli omid me'atzmotach sener. The kli is there under the ner on its own. V'after who gorim b'Shabbos levatel kli meichanu yasur es shulchan. Even though by moving the table, meaning who are we kidding? By moving the table, you made it happen that it's a bitul kli meichano. Mikol makom shari, it's still mutter ki mishem mevatel biyadayim b'Shabbos, because you didn't actively mevatel kli meichano on Shabbos. Va'od ha'enon nizhar milasim kli b'Shabbos al shulchan tachas haner afal bishnov lo shemen. And also, we're not careful from putting a kli on Shabbos on a table underneath a ner, even though oil is going to fall into it. Kein miskaven l'kach, because that's not your kavana. Hachinami miskaven shemeser shulchan al atzol shulchan shliipal lo v'ner. The only reason you're really moving the table is because you're trying to protect the table. So it happens to be there's a kli underneath it. As long as that's not your kavana, that's going to be okay. V'ashemen anotev, and we all said, and the oil that drips out, we had said that you're not allowed to use. V'im lo natav l'tocho shemen klal, lo nesar kli l'taltav makshav v'bialma. And if no oil actually drips into that kli, well then it does not become usher to be metaltal that kli, even though you had a makshava that oil would drip into it. U'bel yirabakasav dim natav shemen l'tocho mi bod yom, m'skayim makshavto, shechashav lo mikriyad Aydezek Klisha Melachta Le'Isser. The Elia Rabbah writes that if oil dripped into it on Friday, your machshava was fulfilled, and therefore becomes a Klisha Melachta Le'Isser. And even if later the oil spilled out, this is a din in Hilchos Mokza, that if you designated a kli to hold money and you put money in it on Erev Shabbos and somehow the money fell out before Shabbos started, it's still considered a kli that was designated for Mokza. Siv katan ches, asur this topic, v'nir afili yeshemen heter harbe b'kli mi ba'od yom, v'nich az l'kabel shemen anotev, mikol makom this topic, even if there was a lot of mutter oil in the kli before Shabbos started, and now muktza, a drop of muktza oil drips in on Shabbos, you're not allowed to use any of that oil. There's way more, there's 100 times the amount of mutter oil to the asr oil. Yeah, but there's a halacha called davar sheish lamatir neino batel, that anything that will become mutter after some time never becomes batel. And the muktza oil is the davar sheish lamatir, because just wait till Shabbos is over and then it will become mutter. So therefore, the whole taroves is aser. Sivkat and test b'Shabbos shekvar huksa shemen ben hashmashos. You're not allowed to benefit from it on Shabbos because the shemen became muktza ben hashmashos. So migo dis katzoy ben hashmashos. The ner is katzoy lukule yomen. Since it became muktza for the sake of the ner during ben hashmashos, it's muktza for the entire day. V'gam a kli aser betiltel al yidei Hashem shenasa basisla. And the kli now becomes aser betiltel as well because it became a basis to the shemen. Okay, well, stop there. Tonight, what we learned tonight, just to summarize, is we learned that wrapping a wick makes bad oil into good oil if you wrap it around the wick, but it does not help a bad wick to become a good wick. Second, we learned that you don't need to partially burn the wick, but the husband should light and extinguish the wick in advance of the wife lighting. Third, we learned that you can't feed a ner with a fuel supply from a different kli, because you might take oil out of that fuel supply and violate mechabe. Right? We saw two cases of that. And then the final thing we learned is that you can't put a kli under a ner to catch oil, because it's bitul kli me'echano. But there are three things you can do. You could put it there to catch something that's going to be shaken off immediately. You could put something mutter in the kli first, so that it's a bustle of davar asur and davar mutter. And third, eight says you could have a table between the ner and the kli, and then remove the table when you finish eating, even though that's going to cause the kli to become to catch the dropping oil, and then it's going to become a bitul kli mehechano. Okay, so Bezhem, tomorrow we'll finish up this simin with the end of Sif Gimel and all of Sif Dalet. Have a wonderful evening, everybody.